Welcome to Maseches Shabbos, Perek Tezayin, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 16, Mishnah 4. This Mishnah continues on the theme of the last few Mishnayos of a situation where a fire breaks out in a person's home. We know that it's prohibited to put out a fire. And even more than that, the rabbis limited the amount of items or objects that a person is permitted to remove from their home on Shabbos because they were scared that if a person keeps running into the burning home, they'll extinguish it. And therefore, they limited what a person could take out. We saw they can only take out enough food for the three meals of Shabbos, and that they're allowed to save Sifrei Kodesh, holy books, etc., etc. Now the Mishnah continues as, Ulisham, and to the courtyard that we saw in the previous Mishnah that you can carry into a courtyard that has an Eruv, that's enclosed, Motzi Kol Klei Tashmisho, a person can also remove from the burning house all the different vessels and utensils that they need for their use on Shabbos. They can wear all that they can put on. And they can wrap themselves in any type of garment that they're able to wrap themselves in. That means to say that they're not allowed to carry out clothing regularly. They can only do it while they're actually wearing them wrapped in these clothing. Because that's a hecker, that's a very clear remembrance to the person. It's a delineation that what they're doing is not the norm, and they'll remember that they're in there just to take something out, but not to extinguish the fire and violate the prohibition of extinguishing a fire on Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says, he disagrees, and he says, Shmona Asar Kalim, a person is only permitted to take out 18 particular types of garments, and the Gemara lists what those 18 garments are. Those were 18 garments that a person would wear regularly. So clothing plus all the different types of accessories that a person used to wear in those days. V'chozer v'lovesh umotzi. So the Mishnah continues and says that the fellow can go into the house, put on 2-3 suits, a hat or 2 hats, etc., etc., and come out. And then he could go back into the house again and remove his clothing that way. Because as long as he is doing that, it's clear to him that he's doing it in an abnormal fashion, and we're not concerned that the person will come to extinguish the fire. Then the Mishnah says, V'omer la'achirim, a person could turn to those that are witnessing the fire burning and say, Bo, come, v'hatzilu imi, and save the clothing with me, save the objects with me. Now this is different than what we saw previously. Previously, when it came to saving the food, the fellow says, Bo v'hatzilu lachem, come and save for yourself. That means food he would not own anymore because he can only take a limited amount of food out. So any food that's still in there becomes hefker, becomes ownerless because it's going to be burnt anyways. And then anyone who wants could come and take it. However, when it comes to clothing, where he can really save as much as he wants, so he could tell them, listen, guys, do me a favor, go into the burning house, put on clothing, and come out and save it for me, and this way he could save the many objects that are in his home. I just want to add that happens to be, there is a fellow that I know who, in the middle of Friday evening, a fire broke out in his home. There was no danger to anyone in the home. They were able to leave the home. And by the time the fire department came, unfortunately, there was very serious fire damage. And it was on a Shabbos, and the fellow did not extinguish the fire. And later, he grabbed his relative, his neighbors and everyone who came to offer help, and he began to dance with them in the middle of the street. This was on a Jewish block in a particular Jewish neighborhood. And he danced that he was able to fulfill the mitzvah of Shabbos, even at great risk. You know, it's easy to keep Shabbos when things are easy. But this fellow, it was a big sacrifice that he didn't try to extinguish the fire that was in his home. Obviously, if there was any danger to anyone whatsoever, he was permitted to do it. But there wasn't. It was an isolated home. There was no danger. It was just material danger. And this fellow was so excited that he was able to serve Hashem, even at a great risk to himself. And I've said this story over multiple times, and some people are irked by it, and they think it's fanatic and it's crazy. But I think a person who lives their life on a spiritual plane realizes that all the materials and all the objects that they have are a gift from Hashem. And when one keeps that gift the way that they're supposed to, and they follow the directives of Hashem, then they get the opportunity to keep that gift, both in this world and also in the world of eternity. Wishing you and your families a wonderful, beautiful Shabbos.